Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh. Robert, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How'd you think you did yesterday?
I don't know. I guess you guys could tell me.
Well, no, how'd you feel after it? I mean, we all have our own opinions, but I want to know how you felt after the press conference.
You know, I felt good. You know, it felt like we were able to accomplish what we wanted to, and now today's a new day.
Yeah, you were a little nervous, though, right? You could admit that.
Yeah, you know, the big bad New York media, you know, it's so, but no, it was good. It was, they did a great job.
Just be glad that you weren't in there with all those people. They don't shower, and they really try to put the pressure on you, Rob. Congratulations, man. I'm really happy for you. I know you work for a former coach of mine, Pete Carroll, speaks really, really highly of you, and you kind of got up the ranks relatively quickly. I just, you know, the interesting thing in regards to your comments yesterday about the team that you're inheriting, you know, week two, your team came in here, and you just absolutely dominated the offense of the New York Jets, and the Jets are one of the worst offenses in football coming through the 2020 season. So you're inheriting one of the worst teams on that side of the ball. You were the defensive coordinator in week two. You held them under 200 yards until their final 80-yard drive, where they did score an touchdown. And you feel that group of guys, you can turn them around to become a top-flight offense in this league?
You know, there's things that we've got to evaluate, obviously, with how things will fit with regards to that whole Shanahan system that we're bringing in with Mike LaFleur. I think the quarterback has an outstanding talent to him. He's, like I said yesterday, he's a natural thrower. He's fearless. He's got mobility. He's smart enough to process and make decisions in a timely manner. And so there's pieces there. The left tackle, the offensive line is better than people think. But how guys fit and the roles that they're going to be put in with regards to the first, second down run play action pass system and third down creating separation and all that stuff, there's a lot to dissect and a lot to evaluate. So to answer that question, obviously the goal is to be a top 10 offense and run through people, but how that's going to fit and the things that we have to go through over the next few weeks all the way leading up to the draft are going to be the discussions to try to get that done.
Hey, speaking of the games that you had up here against the Jets and Giants, what'd you think of that MetLife turf conspiracy theory, or that might have been true about some of your players going down because the turf wasn't great?
No, I don't know. I know players may say something. I don't know. I can't speak for that. To be honest with you, I don't think it's an issue. To be honest, but. Yeah, that's for other people.
Well, that must have been so frustrating, though, for you, man. I mean, losing guys left and right. I mean, the year after you go to the Super Bowl and you're seeing a bunch of impact players go down. I mean, I could imagine that was just not fun to watch, especially the connection that you have with your players.
No, it was probably one of the more somber locker rooms that we'd been in, to be honest with you, after that game. And so you never want to see your players go down. They put in so much work. They put in so much effort, and they do so much to prepare themselves for those moments to showcase how great they are, and then for their seasons to end. I don't care about me. It's not even about the team. It's at that point, it's about that individual person who you just feel so you hurt so much for. And And I think the entire team felt that for those individuals that went down that day. So
you know, it's kind of weird. You know, the year before you go to the Super Bowl, you have one of the best defensive lines. They're assaulting quarterbacks. Even Patrick Mahomes, to some degree, took a beating in the first half of the first three quarters of the Super Bowl. And I think the reason that you got this job or had an opportunity to get this job is because of what you did this year after all of those injuries and how you were able to continue to motivate your players. And you may have done a better job this year than you did the year before. Do you feel that way because of the injuries?
You know, I know that's what people are saying, but it goes back to the players. I just think they've done a Boomer, you've played in this league, and every player knows that they're capable of starting. They do. A player goes down and go into that meeting room and tell that second stringer that, hey, I know you're a backup and we're going to have a fall off in production, so hey, good luck. That's not the way this league – I mean, every player is capable of starting. It's just a matter of giving them the opportunity and the tools they need to be their possible best. And to their credit, the confidence in of the guys who stepped up into those situations and the preparation that our assistant coaches getting them ready to play and giving them that confidence. And then for those players, the work that they put in to confirm that confidence that they have to go out on the field and then go execute the way they did, credit to them. You know, it's there's a lot of moving parts to all of it, and players from A to Z are all capable of producing in this league. It's just a matter of giving them the opportunity and putting them in the positions to do it.
Boomer and Geo with Robert Saleh, new Jets head coach on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A lot of people are saying why players like you. Why do you think all your players speak so highly of you?
You know, I'm not good at talking about myself, but...
Well, you better start, man. You're head coach. Let's go.
Yes.
You know what? I've just always taken the approach that we're in this together. Players, coaches, it's not players play, coaches coach, you take your side. It's not that. It's not even about that. It's not about... it's about doing things together and investing in one another. It's about giving everything you have as a coach to the player and helping them get to where they want to be as not only individuals but as a team. And players feel that. They know when it's sincere. They know when you're actually helping them. They know that you know what you're talking about. And they trust that you're putting them in positions to make plays. And when you do that, it's just – there's an appreciation that gets reciprocated, and they invest back in you as an individual. And it's like I said yesterday, when investment is reciprocated, it becomes personal. When it becomes personal, it is you do everything you can to make sure to lift that person up and to take care of them, to watch their back and do everything you can to help them succeed. And so, and that's kind of the atmosphere we want to create, where everyone is holding everyone accountable, but in a manner of which that we're trying to lift one another instead of pull people back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does make sense. And what's interesting, it's 2021. You know, that's the way it has to be. That's the way the players have got to – they have to trust in their coaches. And that's the one thing that we've heard. We've heard it from Richard Sherman. We've heard it from a number of your ex-players that have all said that they trust you as a coach and as a human being, which is a good thing, and which is one of the reasons why I'm sure the Jets hired you. Now, when you came in and you were going through the interview process, I've noticed that you're not going to be calling the defense. You made that known that Jeff Ulbrich, your defense coordinator, is going to be calling the defense. Was that part of what Joe Douglas and Christopher Johnson were asking you to be more of a head coach to the entire team as opposed to being specifically labeled as a defensive guy?
You know, I don't. It's not something that they were – I don't know where they were – if it was an angle that they were trying to find or anything like that. It was was it asked? Yes. Was it the right answer? I don't know. They did a really good job holding their cards close to the chest during the entire process. I was just laying out my plan and how I thought things needed to go, and whether or not the leadership group appreciated that message was up to them. But I went into all these meetings not really trying to give I was doing my best not to tell each individual team what they wanted to hear and telling them more of what I felt needed to happen from with regards to our staff and what we wanted to build and the atmosphere we wanted to create. And with the Jets, it became a very sincere match.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about bringing in Michael Floor as your offense coordinator. You did announce that. Obviously, he knows the Shanahan system. The Rams run a form of the Shanahan system. I'm sure this is what we're going to determine what it's called. And, of course, Matt LaFleur, who you were the best man in his wedding, runs that system up in Green Bay. Now, he has Aaron Rodgers. That's a whole different story. But that tell Jet fans that's the kind of offensive system that you expect them to see, right?
Absolutely. I've 10 of my 16, 17, I don't know how many years I've been in the league now, but I know over 10 of them have been in a building where that system is run. So with Kubiak bringing it from Denver, and then Kyle for the last 4 years when I was at Houston, obviously with Kubiak, and then Kyle at San Francisco. So it is a SOB to deal with on a day in and day out basis. The movement, the motions, the strain that it puts on you every single day. There is no offense in football that puts so much strain on a defense, but yet makes it so easy for the quarterback than the way they make things operate. They elevate the system itself, makes players better. And it's just it is a really cool system. It is a simple system for people to learn. I mean, it is a repetitive deal with regards to techniques, plays. They just do it out of different personnel groupings, formation sets. It's the creme de la creme, if you will, of offensive football, in my opinion. And to have the opportunity to bring it here and a person like Mike LaFleur to install it, who's been with Kyle now for his entire NFL coaching career at three different locations where they've had to rebuild it three times. I think he's ready to do it, and he's excited to do it.
You know, what I like to hear is that from a defensive perspective, you think it's a pain in the ass and to deal with, and that's a good thing for Jet fans to hear. All right, let's talk about your defensive philosophies, and I read where you were talking about Quinnen Williams and how there was debate in your building about him or Nick Bosa when the draft was coming, and those conversations were real, and you seemed to be very effusive of the young Quinnen Williams and getting this mass moving forward as quickly as possible. So give Jet fans an idea of what your defensive side of the ball is going to look like.
You know, we're a four down, three backer set, obviously in the 11 personnel or three wide receiver sets. We'll get the nickel on the field and all that stuff. So from a first and second down standpoint, we're not exotic. It's, you know, we're going to play good, sound, fundamental football. We're going to eliminate explosives. We're going to attack the football, and we're going to do everything we can to pressure the quarterback with our four down front. And but on third down is where you're going to see more creativity and scheme with regards to creating one-on-one, so our players have an opportunity to dominate those one-on-ones. And so it's a philosophy or a scheme that's built on technique first, being sound, fundamentally sound football team, and understanding where everyone understands their job. There's no gray area. We try to create black and white for those guys, and so that way they can unlock all their athleticism. And so I'm biased to the system, obviously, and having Jeff Albrick, who has some familiarity with it because of DQ over in Atlanta and what he's done, having him here for that foundation and being able to connect him to what we were able to evolve to during our time in San Francisco is just a really good match.
Boomer and Geo with Robert Saleh, new Jets head coach on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Why didn't you fully commit to Sam Darnold yesterday in any of your interviews and at the press conference?
You know, I don't know if that's the word from a fully commit standpoint. There's no doubt, Sam, when you watch him, he's got unbelievable talent. He's got, like I said, the arm talent. He's got everything. There's a reason why he's the third pick in the draft. But there's so many things. I'm one of those guys, and you guys will see this. It's very hard for me to promise something, say something that I can't make a promise that I can't keep. And so with Sam, he is a extremely talented quarterback, and he still has all the tools to be a starting quarterback in this league. There's just a process that needs to be done, and there's a commitment in this organization. It's proven.
What does that process include when you find out exactly who your starting quarterback is? You know, take us behind the scenes with that. There's a process you have to go through to understand who your starting quarterback is. What goes into that?
You know, there's the offensive coordinator, there's a quarterback's coach, there's a pass game specialist, everyone getting their eyes on him, the discussions that have to be had with Joe and his staff, the strength room, the locker room, just trying to find out exactly where he fit and just just making sure that we check all our boxes before we say, hey, let's roll. He's confirming it. This confirms everything we thought. This confirms everything we've heard. This confirms everything we believe. Let's roll with it. You know, so everything that we've heard is that he's unbelievable. And it's just a matter of going through the proper channels to make sure that everything checks the boxes. You guys know it. I mean, the quarterback position is the most important position in football, period. And to make sure you go through your due diligence to ensure that the most important position in football is exactly the way you want it to be is got to be at the front of all of our minds.
You know, how much of the history of the New York Jets do you know about? Rob, did you do your homework on former coaches that have been here?
I just being a football fan, as far as the detail of it all, it'd be hard.
It's going to be hard. There's no question about that. You know, it's interesting, you know, as a former quarterback, somebody who played for the Jets and who went through three coaches in 3 years, I've actually sat here on this radio station the last 3 years and it basically said that I think the Jets have ruined Sam Darnold because of the inconsistency and because of the lack of support that is needed for a young quarterback. And, you know, I saw the way that Seattle ran with Russell Wilson, and that's the way you handle a young quarterback. That was not the case here with Sam Darnold. So this is going to be a reclamation project if he is kept here, and you believe that this system can be the reason why he could be a better player and a more, aggressive player than we've seen the last 3 years.
You know, you just look at history with this system. Brian Hoyer's best year came in Cleveland. Matt Ryan had league MVP. Garoppolo did a heck of a job. Aaron Rodgers having a renaissance, if you will. Looks like he's 28 all over again. Tannehill, probably the greatest example. People talked about him as league MVP. He was in the running earlier this year. And so this system is built to make the job of the quarterback much, much easier. It's made to get people open. It's made to create explosives, create clean pockets, create very easy decisions for the quarterback.
That is so music to my ears. I can't even tell you.
So,
it makes me feel good that you're saying that about this and the system and how you could get the best out of Sam, if in fact he is your quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think it just gets the best out of everybody because it's so clear and defined. And it's, like I said, I've been blessed to be a part of it. And so we know what it looks like. We know what it's supposed to look like. And we know how to coach it. And we know the players that are needed to make it work. And the cupboard's not bare. Make sure everyone understands that is just making sure we go through this process and see where they fit within the scheme to maximize their talents.
Yeah, cover's not bare, just close to bare. There's a lot of work to do on the roster. I think we sort of know what's going on with the Jets as we talk to Robert Saleh on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Miles Austin is on your staff as a wide receiver coach. I remember that Miles Austin dated Kim Kardashian. You ever talk to him about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if we ever talk off the air, I'll get the details about it. I'm sure that you have. Okay. So there's another couple of things that I wanted to bring up, one of which is going to come from another member on our staff, our producer, Al Dukes, who you will meet at some point, I am sure. He is also a man who takes care of a bald head. Like, this is the thing that is really important to him. And he's got questions about your bald head. Al, take it away.
I was just curious what you use to shave your head and how often, because on game day it looks terrific.
Get the that five blade. I don't know which company makes that.
The Fusion.
There you go, the Fusion. And I don't know. Depends on, you know, just regular old shaving cream, I guess.
That's nice. It, huh? How, no secrets.
How often though?
I about every other day. Every other day.
But definitely always on game day, right?
Always on game day.
Right.
Oh, he's got to look all shined up on game day. Al, come on, man.
I knew it.
It's one of those superstitions, Boomer. You know it. I go through my routine and go through the process. Just one of those deals, you know. Look, you know, it's just...
I love it. I love it that it's a superstition. You know, so you are a tight end at Northern Michigan, right?
Yes.
So you understand the offensive side of the ball. Of course, the defensive side of the ball coming from Pete Carroll and all that, getting started in the NFL. I'm kind of wondering, like, you were so aggressive as a defensive coordinator on the sideline and you were all out there, you were all emotion. Do you see yourself as a head coach doing like the same kind of stuff on the sideline that you were doing as the defense coordinator of the 49ers?
I don't know if it's a good question. The way I can explain it is this. I don't think I There's still going to be emotion. I'm not going to be able to help that part of it, but I do have the ability to tone down some because of the fact that I understand that I've got other things to worry about. As a D coordinator, third down, we get a third down stop. Like, all right, I'm done. It's a head coach's job. Our special teams coordinator's up. Head coach is always in the game with regards to the red flag, timeouts, time, all that stuff. And so for me, I will be able to, after being pumped up, I'll be able to quickly transfer back to my job and because I understand that there's a lot of other things that need to be done. Hopefully I'm making sense to y'all. But
no, you are. And the thing about it is Frank Reich told me that when he got the job in Indianapolis, he just couldn't believe the amount of decision-making that he had to make that really had nothing to do with football. It had to do with how you travel, how you meet. And, of course, you are now inheriting a team that was one of the worst teams in the league. You have the second overall draft pick, and you're going to have to do it most likely the way that it was done last year for guys like Joe Judge, first-time head coaches. Virtually, have you thought about that and what that's going to take in order to get your message across to your players without seeing them in person?
No, it is. There's, you know, thankfully we've got a good year's worth of it practice wise at this year, everybody being on Zoom, and really we've just got to find ways to be able to connect to these young men even more. Hopefully there's still practice times. There's going to be opportunities. There's phone calls. There's individual meetings there, you can still connect. I mean, these young men are used to FaceTime and they're used to having those conversations and connecting through virtual means. And so every opportunity just makes it that much more important when you do get those opportunities and with FaceTime to really connect to our players. And same thing for the assistant coaches to go out of their way to find ways to connect to the players and make sure that they're doing everything they can to help them get better in some form of fashion so they can accomplish what they want.
You meet Woody yet?
No, not yet, but I'm supposed to be meeting them here soon.
Okay, so that's going to happen today?
I don't know about today, but I haven't given a time, but it's supposed to be soon.
Okay. I mean, is it odd in your mind, because one of the longtime beat reporters here, which he tweeted out, Rich Cimini, that it's odd that you haven't met him yet, and then all of a sudden here he comes on a plane from England, and he's your boss, and his brother hired you. How would you describe that situation?
You know, I'm not concerned about it. I think anyone with the business acumen of the Johnson family, including Woody, when he does walk into the building and he sees the way that Joe and I and our Sabs are working together and relentlessly trying to pursue a winning culture, it'll be appreciated because he'll know. He can see when things are right. He got to where he is because they know what's right. And he's been able to own a football team because he knows what's right. And he's made a lot of great decisions for this organization also. And so I'm not concerned at all. I'm actually looking forward to meeting Woody and being able to sit down and talk with him and build a relationship.
So you mentioned yesterday that you're not on social media at all. Is that actually true? And do you think that maybe you have to join because you're a head coach now and you got to keep tabs on what's going on social media because all your players are going to be on it?
You know, I'm not on social media. I'm not a fan of social media. I'm not going to lie to you. But as with regards to the players, the other part of it is my family sends me everything anyway. So
okay.
I'm not overly, yeah.
Will you have a policy if you don't like social media, you're not a fan? I'm with you on that, by the way. But will you have a policy as a head coach, like maybe the Patriots do, about, hey, you're not posting anything? Like, we're not messing around with this social media stuff?
No. Always protect the team. I think the players have the right to their own individuality and to be able to express themselves and still – you know, still market themselves in the way they need to, but as long as they've got the team and they're at the forefront of their mind and they're protecting the team at all costs, showcase who you are.
You know, it's interesting, Rob, you know, when you left the building the first time after your second interview in person, you felt and you said that you felt like this was home. And maybe it is home for you because of the way it got started. You know, you were at your Co-America job. Your brother was in the South Tower on 9/11. That whole thing happens. You find your way back to the game that you love in a very tough way. Like, you just gave up everything and said, I got to go back and do what I love. There is some synergy here, I would think, coming back to New York. And is it believable to you yet that this is exactly where you should be?
I was talking with my wife about it when we took the job. 100%. You know, we're... I do believe, I'm a man of faith, and I do believe all that stuff. And that there is a reason why God puts you in certain situations, right? And so 9/11 obviously affected many, 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 many lives on that day. And it's the reason that I got into coaching. We won a Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium in 2014. Circle back. We're here as our first head coaching opportunity with the New York Jets. And the 20th anniversary is the day, as our first game is the day after the 20th anniversary is the 20th head coach. And it's like, it's supposed to be. So, you know, we're just so excited to be here and call this home because we're supposed to be here. And so we're excited to get started.
Hey, Robert, one last one from me. I envision that when you're about to start this press conference yesterday, that someone from the PR staff, and we know a couple guys over there that we like, they bring a laptop computer in front of you and they call up YouTube, the Adam Gase press conference, and they make you watch it. And then when it's over, they say, don't do that. Did anybody give you any sort of indication that the last time the Jets introduced a head coach, it was a stone disaster?
No. No, they no one referenced the past, but I thought Eric Gelfand did an unbelievable job just prepping me and Joe and everybody for the media. And but at the same time, you know, he just thought he did a really nice job getting us ready for that process, and it turned out great.
Yeah, well, it's not definitely not easy. I do want to warn you though, Rob, you know, about one of your coaches. Your quarterback coach, in fact, Rob Calabrese. He's from my hometown, East Islip. He could be a problem. We at East Islip have a lot of opinions, and we think, you know, we invented football. Actually, he's a great kid, and I'm so happy for him and to see how hard he worked to get that job. Did you know Rob before hiring him, or did he come recommended?
So many people called on his behalf.
Oh, wow, good.
I was like, well, we got to talk to this kid. And and he made it known that he broke all your records.
Yeah, that's because I played for his coach's father, and his coach's father was just a little bit more run-oriented, and he wouldn't let me run. And then, of course, the son takes over, and then he goes to spread offense. And, of course, Rob broke all my records. There weren't many records to be broken, but, yes, he was a great high school quarterback, and I'm just so happy that he's a part of your family and that you found a spot for him, and it's going to be great.
No, we're excited. He's going to be a coordinator one day. He's a good one.
Robert, thanks so much for joining us today. Best of luck. I know we'll talk to you down the road, and we're hoping, we're thinking, and we're wishing for a ton of success in the Rob Sala tenure here with the Jets.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, Rob.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Robert Sala, New York Jets head coach. I mean, pretty good at this. I have to say, he's pretty good at this whole interview stuff
kind of
already.
He relaxed today.
He did. Yeah, he was more nervous yesterday. You could definitely tell.
Of course, you would be too.
Yeah, I guess.
I remember when you first came in here.
I wasn't nervous.
Yeah, you were nervous.
I actually
was. You were nervous.
I wasn't
nervous. Weren't as nervous as Brandon Tierney, but you were nervous.
No, yeah, but I mean, I'm telling you, I was the one living it. I wasn't all that nervous.
I saw it. See, sometimes you don't see it. Like, we saw it from him. He didn't really see that. He didn't feel that.
Okay. I mean, Tierney was definitely nervous. He sweated like 15 pounds out that day and said stick Michael 45 times, right?
He must have said stick about 50 times.
I was seamless. Slid right in there. Wasn't nervous.
Oh, yeah, you slid right in
there. I was like,
there,
right? I remember saying what I did is I sat down next to him and said, hey, Boomer, shh, I got this. That's what I said. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah, and you know, we've heard from Saleh all morning from his press conference yesterday, and of course with Carton and Roberts, and now with you guys. We'll have some of that coming up next hour. A couple of people we haven't heard from. Christopher Johnson, super impressed by what he saw, and that's why they hired him.
When we met with Robert, I was struck by his presence. He displayed an ability to engage with us in a virtual interview.
And it worked out, no
doubt.
Tiny
Johnson.
Tiny Johnson, yes. Johnson also, tiny, large, whatever, turned into Dr. Seuss at one point.
He has consistently demonstrated the ability to innovate, motivate, and collaborate.
Okay, that's why I get the hell out.
I like that. It sounds like Walt Frazier. I love that. Clyde.
That's right, yes.
Sam, I am. Green eggs and ham.
Philia Johnson.
Okay.
You're right on.
Yes.
And Joe Douglas, who was more like a mime yesterday. No one asked him a question. He just kind of sat there. I felt bad for him. Says, this was our guy.
We really canvassed the National Football League, and what kept coming back time and time again was how great of a candidate that Coach Saleh was.
And now he is their head coach. Meantime, the head coach in Detroit is Dan Campbell. A couple more from him to wrap things up. He says his team will represent Detroit.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up.
And quite frankly,
I already said that it already does. I mean, it's an underachieving hellhole that nobody wants to go to, which is exactly like the Lions. So.
Jesus. Well, he feels
it's
responsible.
Overly true. It's a little bit over reactionary.
Right, I know.
Look, I can't guarantee wins, but I know this, man.
Know.
My job is also to get this city back on its feet.
Now run for mayor.
Run for mayor.
You bet I got something to say. You check it out. Yeah. Ooh, the most beautiful body in professional wrestling. And I got something to talk about. Everywhere I've been going throughout the country, I've been touring with Fleetwood Mac. I've been partying with REO Speedwagon. I've even arm wrestled the Werewolf of London, Warren Zevon. I am the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today, Chump Hogan. And you think about that, Chump, because you could not beat me. You could not even beat Sylvester Stallone in the movie Rocky III. It was a draw. I'd have squashed that peanut in 30 seconds. Check it out. I get more beautiful looking every day. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was Dan Campbell yesterday from the Lions press conference.
Yeah. Two more from Dan Ventura, coaching philosophy.
We're going to run a system that puts our best on your worst. That's what we're going to do, because that's what we did in New Orleans.
Doesn't that then put their best on your worst?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Stupid.
It doesn't really work out.
I kind of understand what he's saying.
I know.
I like the fact that he referenced New Orleans. That's an important thing.
Reference over and over and over.
Right. Yeah, well, they are.
They're not. In the world of the NFL, New Orleans is one of the most successful franchises since Sean Payton got there.
In the world of the NFL, they just underachieve every time because everybody picks them to go to the Super Bowl and then they fail somehow, some way prior to getting there. So that's the way I see it. Okay. And even Kirk Cousins went in there and beat them. Had the best game he ever had in the fourth quarter, quite frankly. Yes. I mean, that's pretty sad that that's on their resume as well.
So but it's the choking dog beat the choking dogs?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's always an excuse with them. Always. No other franchise gets the excuses that the New Orleans Saints get. No other franchise. But if you're supposed to be great, then be great. Then don't keep losing in the playoffs.
Be great. One more from Campbell, because you had, you know, with Saleh, it's all about Sam Darnold. And what are you doing with him? Thoughts of Darnold, the quarterback. Well, Campbell was just his thoughts of Stafford.
He's a stud. All right. He's a stud. He is one of the toughest quarterbacks you'll ever see. He's extremely talented.
But no idea if he will remain there or be the quarterback.
But
Eagles hiring
out.
I'm sure he does. Offensive coordinator, Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their new head coach. Meantime, the NFL announcing earlier this hour that Super Bowl 55 in Tampa will host 22,000 fans. 7,500 of them will be vaccinated healthcare workers being given free tickets to the game.
That's
kind of cool. Yes, absolutely. Now, Sunday, you've got the Bucs trying to advance to play in their home stadium in the Super Bowl, something that's never been done. They take on the Packers at Lambeau Field.
Thing that Tom Brady's going to do that nobody's ever done before.
Well, that's the thinking. That's exactly right.
Oh, boy.
Could be the case. Sunday night, Chiefs and Bills. Here's Andy Reid and where Patrick Mahomes is.
Pat looked good out there. He did a nice job when he was doing it, and looks like he's moving around well. He feels good. So
he took most of the first team reps, though he is still in concussion protocol. That late game, Chiefs Bills on CBS. I'll give you one from Eric Bieniemy because he was asked his opinion on why he's not getting a head coaching job.
It's always good to be mentioned and having an opportunity to pursue your dreams. And obviously, yes, I do want to be a head coach. But when it's all said and done with, my job is to make sure everything that we're doing right now is not to take away from the goals that we're trying to accomplish. The only thing that matters today, we got better.
There you go, with the Chiefs. Knicks got better or are getting better. They're now 8-8. They beat the Warriors. Good win, 119-104.
Great win. It's a great win for these guys.
Okay, it's a great win.
That's what I say. I mean, look,
great win. I mean,
they're at 500 right now. They're 16 games into the season.
Beat the Lakers, great win.
I know, but you know what? They're not going to beat one of those teams. But you know, you beat a team with Steph Curry on it, you're beating somebody, and especially with Wiseman in the middle. And I know Draymond got thrown out last night, but the more you look at this, the more it's like, man, there's something to be proud of. At least they're putting a product on the court that you can buy into. And RJ Barrett is all of a sudden showing up.
Yeah. It was the best game I can remember him playing as a Knick. He played to his strengths. I said it before. It's not an automatic turnoff. That's basically what they've gotten
and
to.
And they finally wore their right uniforms to those hideous.
Yeah.
Hideous.
The stupid city uniforms.
Oh,
no
my
good.
God. The city that never sleeps uniforms.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Actually, it's kind of sleepy out here lately. 28 points for Barrett. You mentioned him. Julius Randle, 16 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists. And Mitchell Robinson went for 18-8. You mentioned Draymond Green getting tossed. The officials did admit to Steve Kerr they made a mistake on that because he was actually yelling at James Wiseman, not at the official. Steph Curry was asked if there's a bias towards Green from the officials.
I mean, the reason you're asking that question is probably because there is a bias, but that can't be a part of how you officiate the game. I mean, we're all grown men out there, and you have to be able to ref the game that you're reffing in that moment.
And I went and found more Wiseman because you asked the question how he handles Green. He says no issues.
I mean, that's my big brother, so most definitely. Him and Steph has most definitely helped me out for the past 14 games, I believe.
And he was asked if he ever yells back at him when he's being yelled at.
I still got a game I respect. I feel so. I'm not saying nothing else back. I'm just saying, okay, and I'm just I'll just get better at it.
Yeah, did you see how big that guy is?
Yeah, I know.
He can say whatever he wants to anybody.
Great pipes on him, too.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Knicks in Sacramento tonight, and the Nets are in Cleveland again. That's on the Fan at 7:15. Lakers did beat the Bucks 113-106, 34 for LeBron. Donovan Mitchell, 36. Jazz continue to roll. They knock off the Pelicans 129-118. And the Islanders stop the Devils.
Back the other way comes McLeod. Mayfield closes the gap on him. Barzell intercepts the pass and sends it up ice. Could be a 2-on-1. Lee locks up. Gets it to Eberle. Jordan Eberle scores!
Yeah, the Devils had the wrong Woody in goal because Scott Wedgwood played because of Mackenzie Blackwood being put on the COVID list. And so the Isles put up 4 goals, win 4-1. Brendan Burke on MSG. That was Jordan Eberle scoring there to make it 2-0. He scored twice on the night. Brock Nelson, a power play goal. Matthew Barzell scores
you know
in the
what?
First.
You know what? I didn't even realize this. And maybe this is the case for all sports.
No.
So I was told that you could be put on the NHL COVID list if your kid comes home and your kid, you know, may have been around a teacher or another kid in
close contact
in class that tested positive for COVID. So
sure.
Now you come at it that your kid comes home from class, comes into your house, and you're a hockey player, maybe a basketball player, and you are around that your kid, of course, you picked up your kid. Now you have had close contact and you could be put on that COVID list until you all get retested.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I mean, it's just like you don't even think about those things, though. Like, you,
like I was talking about the Capitals earlier this morning. That happened when they were on the road and they were in the hotel together, and they violated the close contact rules off the ice and out of the locker room. And this is a whole nother facet of the COVID-19 impact on these teams and leagues.
I did see Howie Rose and Susan Waldman got their vaccine shots.
Oh, nice. Good yes. for them. Happy for them.
Absolutely.
All right, we are late here. We do have to take a break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
One guy here I want to get to on the phones at 877-337-6666 who has a comment about our Robert Saleh interview that I thought went pretty well. I thought he did a nice job. I think he's done a nice job with everything. I think he did a nice job with Carton and Roberts. I thought he did a nice job during the press conference as well. He was a little bit nervous in that press conference. He sort of settled down with the other interviews. But Phil and Seldon has an observation. What's going on, Phil? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Jim. Morning, Boomer.
What's up?
All-time question to Rob Saleh about whether or not he was briefed on Adam Gase's taco press conference. I mean, that was amazing. There's no way he did not see that at least sometime within the last 2 years.
Of course,
so I just thought that was just an incredible question.
Well, thanks, Phil. Yeah, I'm just imagining. And if Gelfand's doing his job over there, he shows Rob Saleh that. I mean, he probably said, like, hey, you've seen this, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know about this. Like, you understand how if there's anything that goes on that's out of the norm during this press conference, people are never going to let you forget about it.
See, I feel bad for these guys because they didn't really truly get to experience the full-on press conference where there are people around and everything, and you're in a room and they're all throwing questions
at you. I actually kind of think it's better.
I like that kind of interaction a little bit better. This feels a little sterile to me. So these guys are sitting up there and there's a camera, like I'm looking into our camera here, and they're just talking to a camera. You know, this is not, you know, what they're used to doing.
I understand. I think that you can get used to it, but if you haven't done it before, then yeah, it is something that is jarring.
I will say that we've heard a number of press conferences over the years here, as you pointed out,
yeah,
and some are cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Like you just go, oh, my God, I can't believe he just said it. Oh, my God, I can't believe he looks like that. And we've had a few of those.
Yeah, Ben McAdoo in the big suit. Yes, and then yes. Adam Gase with the taco thing. With the
Nobody's
eyes.
Messing with this guy right now.
No.
He came off, I told you, I gave him a B, B minus, B plus, whatever. He just came off polished. He looked like he was ready to go, looked like he was ready to take on the challenge. And when I heard with his voice and the way that he was trying to explain to Jet fans what their defense and what their offense is going to look like and why this could be a good offense for Sam if he's here, because he was referencing, you know, Ryan Tannehill and his bounce back and all that other stuff. And look how good Ryan has played. You know, if you're going to basically simplify things for a young quarterback, then that's a good thing.
Sure.
If they decide to keep Sam, and, you know, it'd be interesting, you know, if they're going to bring in Deshaun Watson, do you do the same thing?
Yeah, so with the Sam Darnold conversation, of course, he said, hey, look at some of the resurgence of these guys in this system with the career. I mean, you know, as you said before, Jared Goff got like a $150 million contract or something more than that playing in this system. Look at Ryan Tannehill, his resurgence. Even Rob Saleh.
Look at Jimmy Garoppolo led his team to the Super Bowl.
Right, in that system. So, I mean, those are absolutely great examples. But he's still stopping short of saying that Sam Darnold is the quarterback. And the reason he used, because I asked him directly, why aren't you committing? And then he went kind of into a stock answer, and then I said, all right, take us through the process of what would make you commit or not. He basically said, you know, making sure that Sam is the guy is his answer, meaning that, you know, does Mike LaFleur feel the same way? Does the rest of the staff feel the same way? When you get a look at him, do you feel the same way as you did on tape? My answer is that I think they have a pretty good idea of who Sam is and what he is to this point in his career and what his ceiling is. I think the real answer to the question that they can't say is that if Deshaun Watson really is available at the right price, then we're going to make that trade. Or there's a couple of guys we like in this draft that are really exciting for us that we need to get to know better before we commit to Sam Darnold.
Well, the other thing, too, is remember, we don't know that discussion between Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas. You know, what did Joe Douglas? And I know that the Jet group over there appreciates Sam Darnold. They do appreciate his dedication to his craft. They do believe he's committed, which is the most important thing for all these young quarterbacks. This is not Dwayne Haskins, who, by the way, signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sure.
So this is not Dwayne Haskins that they have. They have a young, still a very young quarterback who's gone through three tumultuous years, who's gotten sick, who's gotten injured. All Jet fans know this. The incoming coaching staff is going to know this. But if Sam is going to have any sort of success in this league, it's going to be in this offense, this system of offense. And you heard Rob Saleh say that this is a offense that is going to make it easier on the quarterback to be effective.
Yeah, I'm sure that the Dwayne Haskins signing went over real well with the hardcore Yinzer Steeler fan. I'm sure that they love that. That's just the type of player that they want. A guy who doesn't seem to care, doesn't put in any work, goes to strip clubs without masks, takes selfies when he's supposed to be on the field. That's exactly the type of player that they want to put on the black and gold.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
He
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.